Well, it's time once again to have a look at betting options on various golf tournaments around the world this week. And we'll focus our attention on three events this week. The PGA Tour Shriners Hospitals for Children event at the TPC Summerlin in Las Vegas, its longtime home. We'll have a look at the LPGA Tour event in Japan, the last of a fairly lengthy Asian swing for the LPGA Tour. And we might just have a quick look at the Queensland Open, which has been played at the Brisbane Golf Club in Brisbane, and a PGA Tour of Australasia event. So let's start first with the PGA Tour event, the Shriners Hospitals for Children event in Las Vegas. Tony Finau has had several nice finishes in this particular event and has played well of late, five top tens in his last six starts, in fact, including a playoff loss in China, but another very good week there behind Xander Schauffele. Tony Finau, is at $13. Webb Simpson is at $17. He's been fourth and sixth in his last two stroke play events. He hasn't played since the Tour Championship in terms of a stroke play event. Of course, he did play at the Ryder Cup. He's had a very good wet record in this particular event. He's been a winner and he's been two times fourth. So if Webb Simpson can get a little bit of rust out of his system early, then I think he's going to be a real factor this week. And I think $17 is pretty good value. Patrick Cantlay is the defending champion. He's made the cut in his last 12 starts. He was seventh at the HSBC China event. So he's in pretty solid form at the moment, Patrick Cantlay. And as I said, he is a defending champion in this particular event. Gary Woodland played okay here last year. He was 18th, which I suppose is a reasonable finish. He's been playing brilliantly at present, however. Second in Korea, fifth in Malaysia. He's really in good form and on a golf course where he's played reasonably well, I think, in the past. Gary Woodland at $19 represents some value. I suppose really we can't ignore Ricky Fowler, who, because of his standing in the game, will start the event as one of the favourites. But his last tour event was some 6 weeks ago at the Tour Championship. He too played the Ryder Cup, of course, but it's his first event back. He's at $13, and I think for mine is probably a little bit short, despite the class of golfer that he is. So those are the players we'll be keeping an eye on this week. Tony Finau at $13, Webb Simpson and Patrick Cantlay at $17, Gary Woodland at $19. And for those of you that fancy Ricky Fowler, you couldn't dismiss his chances, but not for mine this week. The Aussies in the event, Matthew Jones, Cameron Davis, Rod Pampling and John Sandon. Perhaps Matt Jones has got to find a bit of form soon. And Cameron Davis, we know what an extreme talent he is, the Australian, current Australian Open champion, and now a PGA Tour player. Now we'll move across to Japan, where the LPGA Tour play the last of their swing through the Asia region. They've been in Korea, they've been in Taiwan, they've been in China, and now they're in Japan for the Toto Japan Classic. Minji Lee was fifth in this event last year. She's at $8 this week. She was second last week. She's second on the money list. She was 10th here in 2016, in addition to being fifth last year. So she likes the golf course. She's in the best form of her life, Minji Lee. I think at $8, even though it's very short, is well worth a small investment. And a player that I think might be worth keeping an eye on is Sun Juan, who plays on the Japan Ladies Tour these days. She won this event in 2015, however. She was third in 2016. She did win her last start on the Japan Ladies Tour, so she's in very good form. And at $34, for a lady that's won this event previously and won her last start, I think Sun Juan, the Korean golfer, is some very good value. One event that we did overlook earlier on when we were looking at the list of events we'd have a look at is the Turkish Airlines Open, a $7 million event. The defending champion, Justin Rose, he was also third in 2013, so he's got some good form in this particular event. But for mine, at $5.50, he's just far too short to be considered. I mean, you wouldn't discount his chances of winning, but I suppose you've got to try and assess their value in these things. I think Thjolbjørn Olesen, a winner and fifth last year. He's been a former winner of this event, that is, and he was fifth last year. He was seventh at the HSBC, fourth at the Nordea Masters Tournament. He's had several other good finishes of late. He's at $13. So if I was trying to narrow it down to two players, I think you'd probably have to consider Justin Rose if you like the short odds about him, and Thjolbjørn Olesen, who's in very good form at the moment and is a previous winner of this event. The PGA Tour of Australasia is in Brisbane this week. A lot of new emerging players, a few amateurs turning professional. We've even got a young female amateur in the field, Becky Kay, who qualified to play the event. She just didn't get an invite. So a significant achievement for her just to get a start in the event, but she'll be up against it playing off the back tees. She's a very talented young player, but I think this task is going to be too good for her. I think Matthew Miller, because he's the highest ranked player in the field, he's been third and fourth at his last two starts in the last couple of weeks. He's at $11, and for mine, that represents pretty good value for a guy that's consistently performing. And I think New Zealander Mark Brown, he's been reasonably good form of late. He's one of the veterans of the field, but he's a very, very accomplished player, well-credentialed. He was fourth in WA. He was 18th in Fiji, and a stronger field than he'll face here. He's at $15. So amongst a field, an eclectic mix, you might say, this field, Matthew Miller and Mark Brown are my players that I'll be keeping an eye on as far as potential chances to win the event. So those are the events, the PGA Tour event in Las Vegas, the LPGA Tour event in Japan, the Turkish Airlines event on the European Tour, being played in Turkey, of course, and the PGA Tour of Australasia event, the Queensland Open, the Isuzu Queensland Open, being played at the Brisbane Golf Club. Good luck with your investments this week. Bet responsibly. I'm Bruce Young.